proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. With this session, we conclude our brief series on the Fear Nots of the Bible. Several Bible characters accepted God's offers to trust in Him. Some of them left testimonies regarding God's faithfulness to His assurances of protection and provision. We look at David, for example. His growing popularity in Israel aroused the enmity of his father-in-law, King Saul. That monarch reportedly sought to kill David. On two occasions, Saul even threw his spear at David, intending to transfix him to a wall. When the king heard that David became sick, he actually dispatched men to capture David and put him to death. Saul and his forces spent years chasing David and his men across the countryside of Judea. How did David react to such persecution? At first, he yielded to despair. David told his best friend Jonathan in 1 Samuel chapter 20, quote, "There is but a step between me and death," unquote. According to 1 Samuel chapter 27, David and his forces actually defected to the Philistines, Israel's archenemies. He did so because he feared that Saul would ultimately put him to death. Nevertheless, David learned to rely upon God to protect him and to provide for him. In the 27th Psalm, he penned these words, quote, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" David continued, quote, "Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident," unquote. David came to realize that God would provide for his needs and protect him from his enemies. After David became king, his son Absalom rebelled against him. David and his adherents had to flee Jerusalem and take refuge in the wilderness, while Absalom and his forces occupied the royal city. From outward appearances, things looked bleak for David. Psalm 3 reflected David's perspective on that occasion. After he noted that many people had turned against him, David declared, quote, "Thou, O Lord, art the shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head," unquote. David added that, because God had sustained him, quote, "I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about," unquote. David had learned that those who trust God need not fear anything that men could possibly do unto them. The writer of Psalm 118 likewise testified about his reliance upon God for deliverance. He wrote, quote, "I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" Unquote. He possessed the same assurance that Jeremiah referred to in the third chapter of Lamentations, when that prophet wrote that, quote, "Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidest, fear not." God still invites his people to call upon him and promises to protect them when they do. Since God is all-powerful, he certainly has the ability to do so, and he has a desire to do so. As the writer of Psalm 46 put it, quote, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear," unquote. Those who put their trust in God today can have that same assurance. God will be on their side. He will strengthen them. He will uphold them with the right hand of his righteousness. Therefore they need not fear. This is Mark Ostman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.